CBS News, Tony Sargent reporting on the CBS Radio Network. In the darkness before dawn near Washington, someone shot and killed the number two military man from the Israeli embassy in Washington. The suburban police investigating who killed Colonel Yosef Alon say they have no idea yet who is responsible. Early reaction from Tel Aviv contained speculation that Palestinian guerrillas might have been involved. But there's been no official accusation from the Israeli government. And in Lebanon, Palestinian commando headquarters has issued a no comment on the killing. Alon and his wife were returning home from a party when the killing took place. They have three children. In Israel today, a one-day strike by 50,000 Israeli civil servants, the latest in a series of work stoppages in Israel this year. The strikers want more pay. The Israeli government has a price freeze in effect to try stopping inflation. A former White House counsel defends the president in the Watergate controversy. Details after this.
Saturday, July 14th, is your last chance. It's the last day of Winnebago's first factory-authorized sale. Motor home shoppers everywhere are enjoying first-time-ever factory discounts on luxury-equipped Winnebago Indian and Chieftain models. There's still time for you to make your Winnebago dreams come true. But hurry. Saturday, July 14th, is the last day of Winnebago's first factory-authorized sale. See your participating dealer now.
Former White House counsel Charles Colson reportedly tried several times to get special treatment from the Labor Department for the Teamsters Union, which supported President Nixon's reelection campaign. The New York Times also says Colson tried to block a government job for a black labor expert because another big labor organization didn't want the man in the job. Colson denies the charges. Colson appeared today on the CBS News broadcast Face the Nation and defended the White House and President Nixon against recent charges by former presidential lawyer John Dean.
The president, I believe to this day, has never been told who it was who ordered or authorized the Watergate. All of the principal figures continue to deny the fact that they themselves ordered or authorized the Watergate. Now, it's a very difficult thing to be talking about cover-up until you know what it is you're trying to cover up. The president, in every conversation I had with him, including March 21st, the night that John Dean allegedly laid all of this story out to the president was constantly trying to find out who was behind the Watergate.
Former White House counsel Charles Colson appearing today on Face the Nation. The South Carolina Democrat who chairs the Senate Watergate Committee has criticized President Nixon. In a Charlotte, North Carolina speech last night, Senator Sam Ervin called Mr. Nixon the most repressive president in the history of the Republic. During a related interview, Ervin told reporters, "It is apparent that men who enjoy great political and financial power undertook to distort the process by which presidents are elected." In just a few minutes on many of these CBS radio stations, President Nixon will discuss the nation's economy. He taped the broadcast yesterday in San Clemente. Advance word on the talk indicates Mr. Nixon will predict that the controls just imposed on some agricultural exports will be lifted in the fall. President also will say the price freeze he ordered last month will be kept as short as possible. Leaders of two key Arab countries have been discussing the possibility of merging their nations, but those Cairo talks that reportedly had been going well now have taken a turn, reported by Peter Ward from the Egyptian capital.
For the first time, President Sadat has hinted that the Egyptian-Libyan merger will not take place as scheduled on September 1st. Sadat and the Libyan leader, Muammar Gaddafi, have been discussing the question of unity for over a week here in Egypt. Yesterday, in a closed session with Parliament, Sadat hailed the idea of unity while declaring that there is much work yet to be done on the issue. He closed his speech, though, by saying that merger or no merger, the relation between Egypt and Libya is a relation of destiny. This marks the first time that Sadat has publicly mentioned the possibility of no merger. Meanwhile, Colonel Gaddafi, in a freewheeling press conference here, said that there are basic points not yet agreed upon. He said that if necessary, he could go home and wait for a new Egyptian leadership to make unity. Peter Ward, CBS News, Cairo.
Heavy rains have taken at least seven lives in the northeastern United States and have driven many more persons from their homes. The worst is over, according to a spokesman for the Vermont National Guard.
In the worst of areas, the water is subsiding, so it's improving, and the weather's improving. And I think that in a matter of just another day or two, we will be able to repair most of the major damage. danger to life, which we worry about most, I think, is over.
Major General Reginald Cran of the Vermont National Guard. More in a moment.
Edna and Jim hold such marvelous parties.
Well, you know they do. And the Polynesian decorations are wonderful. But when do you think we'll eat?
I don't know. Jim's having the usual trouble starting the outdoor grill.
It's
he can't
ridiculous.
Get the charcoal to light. You know.
I keep telling Jim, you know, use Kingsford charcoal briquettes because Kingsford lights fast, but he doesn't listen.
I think he's getting it started now. He's using that old army flamethrower.
I mean, I keep saying, Jim, just look for the red, white, and blue bag. That's Kingsford. But
oh, look, I didn't notice that tiki torch in the yard when we came in.
Yeah, I believe that's Jim.
Everything is coming up better than roses for the Russians. Reportedly, it's coming up wheat. A very bad year last year seems to be giving way to a good one this season. Early reports of the harvest have shoved stories about party leader Brezhnev's American and European visits off the Soviet front pages. Tony Sargent, CBS News.
WHCU AM and FM, Ithaca, New York.